Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bechayros, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Asher B'Asher Achol, Shishi B'Zachar Afan, Rezivu Hagon, Bikaruv Mamesh. Mishnah Gimel is a continuation of Beis. It's really the second half. We're talking about animals that have different levels of Kedusha. Kedusha is a Guf and Kedusha is Damim. Something that has Kedusha is Damim is a lower level of Kedusha. Kedusha is a Guf is a higher level of Kedusha. And that's what we're going to be discussing now. Mishnah Gimel tells us Kol Shekhan Magdashan is Mumon. Anything that has Din of Kedusha came before its Mum, meaning he designated as a Karbon, as long as Kedusha is a Guf, a very high level inherent Kedusha, and then it got a mum, it got a blemish, or got a mum iver, which is a passing mum. Even before it became Kaddish, it's not a problem, it could still become Kaddish because it's a passing mum. Afterwards, it got a permanent blemish, so now it can't be a carbon anymore, of a niftu, and then it was redeemed. So even though it was redeemed, so it's not Kaddish anymore, as we had said yesterday, since it started out with a very high level of Kedusha, Kedusha is a guf, so it still retains a little bit of that Kedusha. And therefore, if this is a female animal and it gives birth to a male, that's the first one, it's pater from Bechar, because considered Kaddish, an animal which is Kaddish doesn't have a din of Bechar. Umina Matanis also from Matanis. If he shechs this animal, it doesn't have to give certain parts to Kain. And it's not 100% Chulin, and therefore he's not able to shear it and keep the wool, and he can't work with it either. Even after redeeming it, the children and the milk is Asr. And before he redeemed it, if he shechted it outside the Beis Mikdash, he's Chayiv for Shchutei Chotz, because it still retains his Kiddush of a carbon. And V'Oisin Temura, it could accomplish a Temura, because it's considered a carbon to some extent. And the Mesu, if it died before being redeemed, Yikaveru, it has to be buried. And now going back to our main discussion regarding an animal that's a Bechar. We had said in Mishnah Aleph of this Perek that any animal which is even partially owned by a non-Jew, or the non-Jew has some sort of rights to it, it's Pata from Bechara. So if it gives birth to a firstborn male, it doesn't have a din of Bechar because it's not owned exclusively by a Yid. So here we get into a little bit of a detailed case regarding this. Hamakabel Tsoin Barzel Min Anachri. Somebody who was Makabel Tsoin Barzel from a non-Jew. Tsoin Barzel means this is basically a business deal that a Yid takes a sheep, for example, from a non-Jew. Tsoin Barzel means its value is locked in right now, that whatever this sheep's value is, that's how much the Yid would owe the non-Jew no matter what happens. The main point of the deal over here is that the Yid raises the animal, and any children that are born to it are split 50-50. So Vlades Paturin, any children that are born, they're pater from Bechaira, because the non-Jew has partial ownership in them. However, Vlade Vlades, the child of the child, that's going to be Chayvim Bechaira, because the guy doesn't have any rights to that. He has only rights to the children that are born, not children of those children that are born. Now let's say Hamid Vladis Tachsimai Sehen, the children are in place of the mother. In other words, if the way the deal is structured is that if something happens to the mother, or the Yid doesn't pay up for the mother at the end of their deal when he has to give the mother back, the non-Jew can take the child in its stead, then Vladeh Vladis Paturin, then even the children or other children are Pater, because that means to some extent that the child is considered the non-Jews, and therefore when that child has a child that's a firstborn, that's also partially considered the non-Jews, so it's Pater. However, Vladeh Vladeh Vladis Chayavin, the children of the child of the child would be Chayav. He says, Afilu Adasar Daris Paturin, even up until 10 generations of children born from this original animal are Pater from Bechar, Shachrisal Anachri, because Achrayas goes to the non-Jew. As we said, the Yid owes the non-Jew money based off the original deal that the mother that's being given over to the Yid to raise is worth a certain amount of money, which the Yid has to give back to the guy, and if that's not paid up in cash or in the original animal or in the next animal in the next generation, the guy can come and take even 10 generations later of animals in order to get paid up for that original one. So as Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that all the generations of animals that are born from the original one technically in some way are considered to be owned, at least in part, by the non-Jew, and therefore they're all pater from Bechaira. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.